Welcome to the Mums King Matter podcast, where we explore the multifaceted experiences of women and mothers and why it's vital to truly look after ourselves. As mothers, we are doing one of the most important and challenging jobs, raising the next generation. I'm your host, Lucy. I'm the birth recovery coach, coach for mums, perinatal specialist personal trainer, yoga teacher, and matrescence coach, working with women to make sense of their motherhood experience. It is my desire to help mums like you step into your power and rise as the change makers that we are. Just because society doesn't acknowledge the value of what mothers do, it doesn't mean we can't value ourselves. In my spare time, I love hanging out with my beautiful daughter, reading and writing poetry, long walks in nature, and a good soul-nourishing dance. The sister wound. Oh, feels so good to talk about this. It's something that I feel, God, yeah, it's just yet another thing that I feel passionate about. So I wonder if you've heard about the sister wound. The sister wound is when we have an unnecessary bitchiness with another woman. Sometimes we can have those feelings because of something, because of an exchange, but when it is for no good reason, it can really tap into the sister wound. My friend Adele has covered this in one of her circles that I've attended, and she said it's also called the witch wound, but I'll leave you to look up more about that if you want to, because I'm going to talk about what I know, as that's all I can do. So I wonder if you can think of a woman or women in your life that you can really appreciate and you are celebrating them for who they are and what they're doing without any desire or intention, however big or small or under the surface, to take them down, to wish they weren't doing so well or anything like that. And of course, this might sound like, of course I don't feel that way, but it's not everyday life, but sometimes we might witness shitty looks and just a lack of understanding. And I wanted to talk about this because we do not have to contribute to that in any way whatsoever. And what I find fascinating is having a daughter, it's very clear that this can start from a young age. So Tilly sometimes likes to watch a program about gymnastics, and I have watched a bit with her, and of course I observe sort of what she watches so that I'm aware. And I find the relationship between the girls is really uncomfortable, and I get that maybe it makes for a good plot, but there's one of the girls who is particularly bullied by other girls, by a clique, and it makes me feel a certain way, probably because of my own wounds and childhood experiences, which I'm happy to talk about without emotion. But also, I just don't think it's necessary. I think they should be supportive of one another. I just don't think it's necessary to have them trying to leave one out and bitch and that kind of thing. So I am aware of telling Tilly that that's not kind. Not that we need to be toxic positivity, everybody gets on all the time, but like it's just not necessary. And I want to describe something to you to help sort of convey this. When, say, in the toilets at a restaurant or whatever, someone might... No, let me start again. When a woman on the street or at a bus stop or whatever stares at you, looks at you for a little longer, or you maybe do the same of her, I wonder what comes up. Because when I have that look, I have a look from someone else. It doesn't bother me. Believe me, it's taken work to be sort of happy in myself, and I'm kind of nearly 41 and I'm comfortable in what looks I get from different people because I know who I am. But I think probably a younger version of me would have been like, I wonder what she's staring at. I would have probably have felt insecure. But when I look at a woman, sometimes I'm observing how beautiful she is, or like I love her earrings, or I love her dress. And if I feel like it's appropriate to, then I sometimes will say it. And I wonder if you've had this, and I really remember it happening at a bar in London, potentially because my haircut is so unusual. You don't often see a woman with a buzz cut, a shaved head. But a girl said to me at the bar when I went to get a drink, she said, "You're beautiful." And I was like, of course, I was so grateful. And I said, "Thank you." And I felt really good in my haircut, felt really good in myself. I think my ex-husband and I had a day date, and we were able to have some time to ourselves. But anyway, it was so nice. And I wonder if you've had that, if you've had someone compliment you in a really genuine way. And it just felt so nice to receive that. And I hope we get that more often. I really do. But I find myself, I feel like instead of beer goggles, I've got like goddess goggles on, because I look at the women around me. I look at the women as I walk around, and I'm just like, I just love like someone's freckles or their skin or whatever it may be. So I wonder if you can or wish to think about the exchanges that you've had, whether it's looks or words or energy, because we just don't need the sister wound competitive bullshit. We really don't. As women, and I feel particularly as mothers, we could do with supporting each other, because life can be challenging enough without bitching about one another. Vulnerable conversations can be hard. Doesn't mean that you have to have like the stuff that's going on beneath the surface out in the open, but just less of the gossip potentially. Because as I say, this sisterhood support, I haven't said it yet, the sisterhood support can be so, so nourishing, can be like medicine. I think I saw a post on Instagram saying sisterhood is medicine. And it really is. It feels so amazing. So this is one of the reasons why I run my goddess circle. Because when women gather in a non-judgmental space, it's so tremendously powerful. It helps you to feel seen and heard. It can also help to heal. If you've got a tricky relationship with your sister or anyone in your family who's a woman, it could be your mum or it could be friends. And this isn't just stuff necessary within our lifetime. It can be helpful to do this, to be in circle with women, to help with things in our past and to help with relationships in the future, so that we're not harboring this kind of, as I say, the competitive judging bullshit. It's not necessary. And I wonder, and this is obviously, there's never any pressure, I'm not telling you what you should do, but if you do get a compliment, if someone says, "Oh, I love your dress," or "I love your hair," or whatever it might be, I wonder if you can say thank you. Just thank you. Because, and you'll probably remember, this is super common, but we can often go, "Oh, thanks, I don't feel it. I feel crap." Or, "Oh, thanks, this dress. God, it was a bargain from like Primark or Oxfam," or I don't know. You know, we can often dumb down the compliment. And I get that. It can be uncomfortable to receive a compliment. It really can. You know, sometimes it's quite an interesting thing to think about, our relationship with receiving, because sometimes we've got all the things saying receive, receive, someone in our life who says take a break, go and do something for you, but we've actually got a barrier up to receiving. And so I wanted to come back to the way this impacts children potentially. So Tilly and I recently were walking back from school, and some older girls from the secondary school were walking towards us, walking past us. And I think they gave us a funny look, and Tilly spoke about it afterwards. And I said to her, I think she stiffened up as well. I think she might have given them a look back. And I said to her, "It's fascinating to observe, but I think those girls..." I'm not sure. And obviously I'm not judging here. I think I said something about them feeling uncomfortable with themselves. So that's why they needed to give us a shitty look, because that's essentially what can happen, right? If that's, I believe, what bullies do, they don't feel great in themselves. So they're mean to other people. So it helped to tell Matilda that, so that she doesn't need to get involved in that. And I expressed it to help her go, just, you don't need to let it affect you, but also you don't need to give that kind of look back. Like, we don't benefit from that. We benefit from loving kindness and thinking the best of people. Thinking the best of people, but with caution, I would say, because I think there's a balance. You know, if we think the best of people, then we're not necessarily watching out for narcissists and yeah, toxic dickheads. Oh gosh, I'm going off on a swearing rant, aren't I? But yeah, I want to share some quotes from Gloria Steinem, because she says some fucking brilliant things about this. And I'm like, yes, this is why I run women's circles, so that we can come together and feel empowered, feel seen, and feel like we are there for one another. Because I have the most incredible girlfriends. I really do. I'm so grateful for the sisterhood and the women in my life. Some of them are in the UK, some of them are overseas, but I know they have got my back. I know they don't judge me. I know that they have the most loving, accepting perspective of me, which is really, really wonderful. It really is, to know that you don't have, yeah, to just know that you're not judged. So Gloria Steinem says, and I believe I heard this in a podcast with Glennon Doyle, whether it's a talking circle or two women at a kitchen table, being able to tell the truth about your feelings and your life experience and be heard and hear someone else's truth is how we understand the collective truth. Yeah, totally. Just going to pause so that you can take that in. Maybe I'll say it again. Whether it's a talking circle or two women at a kitchen table, being able to tell the truth about your feelings and your life experience and be heard and hear someone else's truth is how we understand the collective truth. And another quote from Gloria Steinem, similar. There's nothing more basic or radical than telling the truth and listening to the truth from other people. Goodness, yes. There's nothing more basic or radical than telling the truth and listening to the truth from other people. Because when we can honestly share how things are and someone is able to realise that life isn't as rosy as we make out to be. You know, I remember when I was having relationship difficulties until he was a baby, and I went to a mum and baby circle, and it was such a safe space. So I always cry, because I just felt like that was, yeah, it just surfaced. It wasn't really a cognitive decision. My body just knew that I could release there. I felt so seen. And I know that other women hearing me were able to share that they were having difficulties too. And then vice versa, really. It was so helpful for me to see that people struggling with matrescence, really, their adjustment into parenthood and all the changes was just so big. And I was able to relate and go, oh, it's not just me. You know, it's so powerful. I think one of the things that really regularly comes up in women's circles that I attend and that I run, and please know I'm not sharing anyone's individual story, that we can often feel like we're not enough. And we can feel like our body isn't as we want it to be. You know, these are classic women's wounds. And it's so helpful to hear that we are not alone in how we feel. And really, that the body doesn't matter so much. It's about how we feel on the inside. And I think something that taps into the sister wound is when you are potentially, let's think, driving around and someone does a maneuver that gets in your way. I don't know whether it's a man or a woman driving the car, but I like to think to assume the best, to know that they're not trying to be a dick. Of course, it is helpful to watch out for people who aren't helpful and who don't have great intentions. But if we can think kindly of someone, so, you know, sometimes when I'm driving somewhere new and I'm going slowly and I'm not sure where the turning is, I feel like I'm such a pain and it makes me anxious. But like, I can imagine if someone was behind me, I'm hoping that they don't think I'm a pain. They're just patient. They're like, oh, it's a new driver, or oh, it's an anxious driver, or that kind of thing. I just think we could do with more kindness, but especially mums supporting mums and women supporting women. It really does go such a long way, because we don't need the bitchiness. We don't need the judging. We don't need the desire to one up each other and take each other down, because, oh God, I heard this lovely quote ages ago. A high tide raises all ships. Right? Let's just help one another. Of course, only if we have the capacity and the energy to give, thinking about our boundaries and stuff. But yeah, and I think in with that, perhaps we can just think a whole lot more kindly about ourselves. so that we're not judging ourselves, so that we are loving towards us. And here is a poem I would love to share with you. Because poetry means a lot to me. I write poetry, I read it a lot, and I've chosen specific poems for each episode, so I hope you enjoy them. This is a poem by Danielle Dobie, and it's called My Sister's Keeper. What is the quickest way for me to disconnect from my source? Comparison. For a large part of my life, I didn't have the healthiest relationship when it came to women. I viewed every experience through the lens of competition and would push aside my power the second I didn't feel worthy of my surroundings. I built a high fence around my heart to keep others out, yet lived in the irony of desperately wanting to belong. Today, I am still learning what it means to belong, to myself, and here, with you, in this very moment. When I get scared, when I feel as though I am sharing too much, I remind myself to stay open, to keep choosing this work, for it's through this space that my vulnerability has created. I have called in some of my most cherished female connections. The best piece of relationship advice I have ever received? Find someone you want to do the work with. Our world expands when women show up to be in the work, together. Women who unapologetically own their independence, yet still believe that the collective success is just as important and beautiful as their very own. Thank you for listening to the Mums F***ing Matter podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me at The Birth Recovery Coach on social media or contact me via my website. The link is in the show notes. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about my coaching offering, hop onto my website and book a free discovery call. Sending you love and peaceful wishes. Until next time, look after you.